I don't know how you guys can be anything but excited today.
Insane Clown Posse.
It's ICP day.
I am very happy.
But what are they going to do?
They're going to fucking be down. Like, what do you mean, what are they going to do?
Are they going to perform? What are they going to do?
No, they're not going to perform. They're going to sit here and be among the greatest guests you've ever had in the studio.
Why?
Because they're fucking awesome. GQ.
Nice, GQ.
GQ ranked them number one on their worst rappers of all time.
Gentlemen's Quarterly.
You know what Shaggy 2 Dope responded with? You know what his quote was?
What?
Tell GQ to say it to my face.
Nice.
That's a great response.
He's going to beat up a magazine.
It's just
can they get the clutter out of here?
Shaggy 2 Dope could take care of this shit. Yes.
Are you going to get a photo?
Fuck yeah.
I should have brought mine in to get signed. Just in case I get murdered at the Juggalos fucking gathering.
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, I think so.
Very cool.
I'm worried about that one.
I'm going to the gathering.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Had you had the plane stuff?
Troy and me are going. We were booking tickets probably today.
Okay. Oh, wow. When is the whole thing going down?
August, yeah. I'll tell you, August 9th is when I'm performing on the 11 o'clock show, which is good because it's a Friday, and by 11, no one's been drinking yet.
Ah. Wow.
JuggaloGathering.com. I'm looking forward to it and dreading it. Like, a part of me knows it's going to be a lot of fun because they're going to be maniacs, but, you know, they've seen comedy before.
I think you're going to do incredibly well then.
You never know. I mean, and my relationship with those guys is good, so that doesn't hurt. But
you'll do great.
Juggalos are family.
Okay.
You'll do great. All right, so they're coming in, what, 9 o'clock
9
today?
9 a.m.
Yeah.
I've never met those guys.
No, neither have I.
My first time meeting them was doing their show, and they were fucking, I was like, oh, what the fuck are these guys going to be like? And they were great.
Cool. They were awesome, right?
Yeah, they were really silly and nice and fun. They were
they're doing something right. They've been around a long fucking time.
20 years, I think?
Wow. 20 years.
Yeah.
Wow.
They know how to make fucking money, too, man. Those guys make a shitload of money.
And they do it themselves.
Yeah.
All independent now.
Oh,
they
really?
Do, right? Don't they have their own
record label and their own everything? Psychopathic Records.
It's like you don't rely on the industry to do it and fucking.
No, you gotta do it all
the
yourself.
The industry won't have them.
But you know what I'm saying? Like they didn't just fucking wither away
and die.
They went and
dude, they've been around since '89.
What's this? It's a mouse to nowhere.
That's a mouse to nowhere.
It's 24 years.
What?
It's up there on the little monitor speaker for something.
You know what they named their independent wrestling organization?
What?
Juggalo Championship Wrestling.
Championship Wrestling.
Do they have any names in that league?
Cactus Sack sometimes wrestles for them. It's
sounds like Cactus Jack.
Oh, they love wrestlers, right?
They love wrestlers.
But yeah. I mean, do they get any old school wrestlers that are a little down their luck and need a gig?
Tons of them. They got Greg the Hammer Valentine on their show.
Oh, they did? That's what I'm asking.
I told you I didn't know who he was.
And they really get Mick Foley to be Cactus Sack.
Oh.
Like, it's not just some guy dressed as Mick Foley. It's the actual Mick Foley, and he's Cactus Sack.
No kidding.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait, why do all their wrestlers look like WWE guys?
Like who?
Yeah, it looks like Triple H right here.
That looks like Triple H.
Yeah, look.
That guy looks sort of like The Undertaker.
Like Cactus Sack was the star of their film Big Money Hustlers. Not to be confused with Big Money Rustlers, their Western that they put out.
Was it good?
It was awesome. They were still in the face paint, but they were dressed like cowboys. They were talking like ICP talks.
What the fuck is that?
Is there a clip?
It's straight to video, yeah.
But I want a clip. Can we find a clip that we can play
right
now?
Could you please find a clip?
What am I looking for, Sam?
Big Money Rustlers.
Sure.
Wow.
I need a clip of this.
That's insane.
No, Rustlers.
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 Oh, here we go. Yeah. Sorry. Big Money Rustlers full movie.
All right, let's watch that until I get here.
Big Money Rustlers.
We can't do it.
Sure we can.
It's only an hour and 35.
Oh, all right.
We'll be done before they get in.
Full moon.
You can't see, Travis.
They put this out.
Hmm?
Yeah.
They put this out
independently.
Yeah. Mudbug population 183.
Fago.
It's inside of a bar, yeah.
And instead of Jack Daniels, it's Fago. And Fago is their shit.
Guy's picking his nose.
Playing a little poker.
Yeah, guy playing poker.
They're obsessed with Fago, which is a store brand of soda in like the Midwest, like Michigan especially.
And that's theirs.
No, they don't own Fago.
Oh, they don't.
Just love Fago.
Going around.
And all the Juggalos love Fago.
Poker
I've never
game,
had it.
Going around the
Are
table.
Are you drink Fago when you go to the
Fuck
gathering?
Yeah, I'm gonna drink Fago.
Like, do they have their own flavor or anything?
I don't think so. Oh. But they spray Fago at their audience. It's awesome.
Why is he in?
Look at Violet J.
Why is he in?
It's his turn to bet.
He's wearing a fucking clown makeup and a hat.
It's his turn of bed.
Oh, that's pretty. That's real pretty.
He's a cowboy, but also a clown.
Four naked ladies and a one-eyed jack.
You got my money, motherfuckers.
With all due respect, big baby, what the hell was that? You're playing five-card draw. You got nine cards. That's some outright plain old cheat.
Oh, shot him.
Holy shit, he just killed
him! Anybody else got any issues that need discussing? I didn't fucking think so. Now let us continue this fine game of chance.
See?
Oh, hell no, big baby. Don't you know that, man, we had to rob the mud bug 410 just to get all this money together? Hell yeah. We lost three men on that job. We damn sure as hell ain't just gonna roll over and let you cheat it all the way from us. Are you fucking crazy?
That's some mighty big talk from Dead Man.
Oh, dude from behind shot him with a shotgun.
Who's that?
I don't know.
And they're changing the population sign.
And that's Scott Hall.
Man, I'm going to go by each one of their homes. Pay
Razor
my respects
Ramon.
To their wives.
That's Razor Ramon. Okay, I thought he looked familiar.
He looks a little fat these days.
It's wow. Razor Ramon.
I've never seen him so sober.
When did this come out?
That came out probably like 3 years that's ago, three it. Or 4 years ago.
That's great. Yeah.
They just put their friends in their movies.
Do they really?
Yeah, they just put out, like, you know.
That was kind of a cool little scene.
It was fucking awesome.
I'll say the shootings were very good.
See, and that's like, I think that's twisted with them.
130 or an hour and 32 minutes.
And I do like that they didn't, you know, go with that normal period kind of speaking.
No.
He kept it gangsta and hip hop.
Look what I got, motherfuckers!
Even though they're in the, like, Old West.
Yeah, they're in the Old West. Like, it's the 1800s for
sure.
And
no one's questioning why he's wearing clown makeup.
Oh. He's Violent J.
But I guess that's Shaggy Chudo with the fucking...
I don't know. He's got a bandana covering
his
face.
Holding a shotgun. Mm. Could be.
Nice.
That's something.
They're in a 9 a.m. today.
Shit.
Yeah, that should be fun.
When does their show come out? Do we have that?
I'm going to watch this when I get home.
Big Money Wrestlers?
It's such a ridiculous concept.
It's so awesome that they thought of it, and then they executed it, right? And they accomplished it.
You know what? I'll say that fucking... They have a guy in charge of all their production stuff, or no?
It's probably them.
Right.
I mean, they probably hire good people, but they're the brains behind this whole thing. Like,
we gotta make a movie.
They got top billing.
Of course they got top billing.
All right, we got a break. Very good, Sam.
The Monoxide Child is in that movie, Sam.
Jason Mewes. Scott Yay. Hall.
Amazing. Yeah, the show is already
on. Blaze Your Dead Homie's in it?
Well, of course Blaze Your Dead Homie's
Ron
in it.
Jeremy.
The show's already on Fuse, but it's on Wednesdays at 11.
Okay.
What's the show?
It's like, it's obviously a little inspired by Beavis and Butthead. They're watching music videos. Because Fuse started putting out, like, just as viral videos, the ICP watching, like, Carly Rae Jepsen and Gangnam Style and those videos. And they did huge numbers on YouTube.
Oh.
And so they gave ICP a show based on that concept, and then that's what did, too.
Now I want to see them doing a video. Do
Blurred Lines.
And that's what the show is. You watch the video, but then they interview you and bullshit you. And
okay, yeah,
they were saying some things. I wanted to go, you know, Fuse will never air this.
they don't give a fuck, right?
No, they don't care. And it was funny to hear them say certain things, and they're going to be very shocked in the editing room. Like, what do you mean I can't say faggot?
I like this dumb song, by the way, by Robin Thicke.
It's a giant song. It's the biggest song there is.
Yeah, this ended up being the song of the summer.
I guess so.
Yeah, you know it if you heard it, I think.
It's been number one.
This thing's huge.
You want to play this?
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to see what they say about the song.
Sugar Slam! Pour some sugar on me, babe!
Their projectionist is
our
a woman named Sugar
is
Slam.
From Robin Thicke called Blurred Lines.
She's hot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of pussy in this video.
I never heard this.
What? Yeah, I was watching this video.
Robin Thicke. I'm not familiar with Thicke's body of work.
Well, I'm familiar with his face because his dad was on Growing Pains.
That's that mother.
Alan Thicke.
Wow.
Alan Thicke put his to use and gave us Robin Thicke.
Is that what he's dead?
Look at his face. Look at his face. It's clearly his dad. Robin Thicke.
Look at Greg the Hammer Valentine.
Hey, go back real quick.
They call him Slick
Greg
Robin
Thicke. Hammer Valentine.
Sorry, go back just a little bit. That's the guy
Robin
I was talking
Thicke
about right there.
Yeah, it's Vampiro.
Oh, Vampiro.
They call him Slick Robin Thicke.
The man with the big who attracts a lot of chicks.
Slick Robin Thick. See, that's not good. He's promoting smoking to the children of America.
But what Robin Thick needs to see is that commercial of that lady where she takes her face off.
This is how I start like, my day. You keep smoking, don't look like me.
T.I. does not have a thick. He can brag about the size of it because it's long. It goes all the way down to his knee. But it's real thin.
Why are we talking about dudes?
Pharrell, on the other hand, I happen to know, is a hermaphrodite because he's pretty in the face.
If he put a wig on, he'd be an attractive chick.
Look at how slick Robin Thicke looks with that hair, man. How can we be one of those guys, one of those GQ men?
You're going to have to lose half your body to get in that GQ club.
Why you have to diss me all of a sudden? What the f*** did I say? Your lucky hammer don't put you out of commission.
Look at the hammer.
What the fuck?
How can you not watch that show? It's genius.
That is a good one.
Good for them.
Jesus.
Yeah.
They got a brand.
They've successfully gone from being a joke to being cool.
Of course, people hate on the ICP, but like, look how much they've accomplished.
We're getting all the guys in.
Just Shaggy 2 Dope and Violent J.
Those guys.
Yeah. Those are them. And then they show what they're like. Everybody else, there are lots of other artists on Psychopathic Records.
Right.
But they're not the ICP.
Of course not.
How many people do they get on stage, though?
Oh, no. I mean, they'll get a ton of people on stage. Like when they did Woodstock 99, I think I talked about this on the after show. They came out and they were performing. And then just as part of their stage show, they had two naked men in clown masks doing jumping jacks. And you're just sitting there watching it on pay-per-view like, why'd they get two dudes naked?
What the fuck?
But it was fucking hilarious.
Woodstock 99?
Yeah.
It's a little number you called Fuck the World.
I remember that.
See, and they're spraying Faygo.
How do they take off like this?
This is a big song for them.
No, but I mean, as Insane Clown Posse, how did it get to this point?
Because it got, like, very edgy.
Why are the curtains closing?
I don't know.
Who said to close the curtains?
Well, you said naked men jumping around, so.
No one wants to watch Insane Clown Posse.
That's not true. This is just Fuck Everyone. They put out an album called The Great Malenko, and Disney owned the record label to put it out, and it was pulled from shelves like hours after its release.
Yeah.
And Disney dropped them immediately, and it made them famous, because then all the kids were like, I gotta hear this band that nobody wants us to hear.
Look at you.
If you guys want to see that record, Eric brought it for them to get signed.
That's a good idea.
I'm like, for the charity auction.
Yeah.
And then right after that, MTV aired their shockumentary, and it made them, like, big, because kids were like, I gotta hear this, you know, rebellious group. And then it was just a couple clowns rapping about chopping people up with hatchets. It was fucking awesome.
Crowd fucking loves them. That's 99?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's one thing with clown makeup, you never age. But they look exactly the same.
Well, they learned that from Kiss, I guess, you know? You put that makeup on. All of a sudden, you're the same guy.
He's just kicking bottles of Faygo into the crowd. You just said, fuck Dionne Warwick.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's fucking awesome. He just said, fuck both sides of the Berlin Wall.
It's insanity. There's a lot of fucking people watching them there.
Yeah.
Woodstock 99.
Them.
Damn.
That was a huge concert.
They had big beef with Eminem for a long time.
Faggot ass.
They had a big thing apparently with remember TRL?
Yeah. Remember that show? Request Live.
It was a video around this time, around 99, that they put out, and they had all their fans like amassed and said, today, or you know, on this day, vote for this video and let's get it on TRL. And so they had all their fans show up. There were like 400 juggalos outside TRL, and they all called up and voted for the song. But apparently, the story is that the police removed the juggalos before the show got on the air and told them that you can't be here. No. NYPD.
I thought it was... Oh.
And then MTV wouldn't acknowledge any votes that the ICP got that day.
Instead of just juggalos, just... Yeah. Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah. The mainstream has always been trying to shut down ICP. but they
won't
allow
it. I like the fact
they
did stuff themselves. I respect that.
Yeah.
You know, it's like,
I always thought there were more than two guys. I just realized there's only two guys.
No, it's just
for some reason, I really thought there were more. I'm an idiot.
You didn't do a lot of research for this one.
No, man, the waves were great yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They made you a nice prep sheet. Just get that a read during the commercial.
I'm not going to even read it.
All right. You just think about the waves?
Yep.
All right.
Which sailboat I'm going to buy.
You're going to buy a sailboat?
Yep.
Are you really?
That's pretty sick.
Well, yep. Sailboat.
Can you wait until we're done?
Like a
right
Kennedy.
That's a disaster waiting to happen. Just sit in a fucking pond with it. Can you not go get lost at sea?
Just going to start sailing around, being Ken Stevens.
Oh, nice, right?
Yeah.
You know
that's
what my
cool
favorite ICP lyrics is?
What?
What?
They did a song, and they said, "What is a juggalo? Mm-hmm. He's not a phony. He'll come in your house and bust a nut in your macaroni."
Nice.
All right. I just like, these are the realest dudes of all time.
What?
Yeah, but who wants someone to come in their macaroni?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But a juggalo will do that shit.
I guess all this stuff was fine pre-9/11, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little goofy.
What, busting a nut in your macaroni?
I just see this is December 2000.
Oh.
All right.
I'm like,
there's a lot of those fuckers outside.
It's the juggalos. I told you they're family.
Yeah, there were a lot of them.
Is that Sean William Scott?
Yeah.
Our old friend?
Wow.
What happened to him? What happened to Stifler?
Well, I'm sure he'll pop up in a movie or something.
He'll be back in here. Hey, yeah. Guys.
Yeah, when he does a movie.
I love him.
Yep.
ICP sold more product than Kiss. All right, we're going to learn about Insane Clown Posse after the break. Get ready for this interview.
Oh, yeah.
Proper style.
The Opie and Anthony Show. The Opie and Anthony Show.
It's a juggalo. Let me think for a second. Well, oh, he gets butt naked. And then he walks through the streets winking at freaks with a 2 liter stuck in his butt cheeks. What is a juggalo? He just don't care. He might try to put a wheeze in his nut head. Cause he can give a fuck less what a bitch thinks. He tell him that a butt stinks and all that. What is a juggalo? He drinks like a fish. And then he starts hugging people like a drunk bitch. Next thing he's picking fights with his best friends. Then he starts with the hugging again. Fuck. What is a juggalo? A fucking lunatic. Somebody with a rope tied to his dick. Then he jumps out a 10-story window. Oh.
Yeah, huh?
Got Insane Clown Posse coming in at 9 o'clock today.
2 liter shoved in his butt cheeks.
I heard that sound.
Yeah.
I love the lyricist.
Wrong with that.
Think you're getting to the macaroni part soon. How can you not respect? They got this vision, and they're just going for it, you know?
How about that? Like you.
How about
yes.
that?
Yes.
You have a vision, you're going for it.
You just go.
Right, right.
And fuck the haters.
Fuck yeah.
Oh. Well, speaking of haters, it's very rare you get a hater on Twitter, but it happens from time
wow.
to time.
What are you talking about?
And,